Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to me. This is the worldwide broadcast of the Hour of the Time. Today is Election Day, and I have sat and watched many hours of what is transpiring, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what kind of sense it may make to you, but here we have some serious problems happening. We have a Republican-controlled Congress, or we had a Republican-controlled Congress. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I think we may still have a Republican-controlled Congress, and we have a Democrat-controlled White House, just the opposite of what it was in previous years where we had a Republican in the White House and a Democratic-controlled Congress. And I really don't know what that means because nothing seems to work properly anymore at all. We are in the midst of a global economic collapse. And ladies and gentlemen, you have no conception of how bad this is all around the world. Some governments are on the verge of collapsing. In fact, some governments have collapsed, literally collapsed, because of this global economic disaster that has occurred. We have a real danger, And those of us who have studied this whole collapse of the Soviet Union, realized that it was a scam, and I knew it was a scam way back in the 60s when I read the reports of the debriefings of Golitsyn, who had defected from the Soviet Union and told us the long-range plans of international communism to disarm the West by faking a collapse of communism in the Soviet Union. And this was only confirmed when I read the works of Gorbachev, Perestroika, and listened very closely to what Yeltsin and all of these supposed democracy mongers are saying. And if you really understand what these terms mean, you know that when they're mongering for democracy, they're really mongering for socialism, which Karl Marx and V.I. Lenin made no bones about it. The end goal of socialism is communism. And so we watch these things. And there is a real danger that communism will come back to Russia. And if it comes back to Russia, you will see the gathering again of the countries that made up the Soviet Union into an even more dangerous conglomeration than it ever represented before. In China, communist China, I'm not talking about Taiwan, I'm talking about communist China, the People's Republic of China, sort of like California. In the People's Republic of China, the economic collapse that has devastated all of the Asian nations is now beginning to devastate China. Now, that's one quarter of the world's population that are on the verge of total economic collapse. You see, they've ventured into capitalism. and they didn't have any history of capitalism, didn't really know what they were doing. And anybody who thought that this economic situation that has devastated Japan, that has devastated Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, all of these Far Eastern countries, you're absolutely insane if you didn't think it was going to affect communist China. And it is affecting us, ladies and gentlemen. But you see, the American people have lost their sanity. It's as if nothing is happening. Now, the initial shockwaves fulfilled my prediction that the New York Stock Exchange would collapse on or before October the 25th, and it did. Between the end of July and October, the New York Stock Exchange, in particular, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, fell 1,900 points. That's a crash in anybody's language. I don't care who you are. I was too soon on the numbers, however. I had predicted that on or before October the 25th, it would drop 2,500 points. So I was off a little on the numbers. And yes, after a 1,900-point drop, another 600 points is a little, ladies and gentlemen. You see, if people were using their heads and if they really understood what was happening in the rest of the world, the New York Stock Exchange probably would have dropped a lot lower than 2,500 points that I predicted. But nothing is making any sense, ladies and gentlemen. People aren't playing with a full deck of cards. One of the biggest funds on Wall Street recently collapsed. Losses in the several billions of dollars. And guess what? Somebody bailed them out and they went on business as usual. This is incredible. It's like going to a casino, ladies and gentlemen, sidling up to the crap table, and you've got $500 in your hands, and that's all you've got, and you put that on a table, and you roll your dice, and you get snake eyes, and somebody throws $500 out there for you. It says, here, play with this. And so nobody's afraid. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. Nobody's afraid because everybody keeps getting bailed out. And so they keep piling more and more money into all of this phony paper. It's incredible. Everybody's ignoring it. It was not even an issue in this election. No one discussed it. No one said a word about it. Nothing anywhere. The Republicans tried to make Monica Lewinsky an issue, and nobody paid any attention to it. And they shouldn't have. Really? The issue was the fact that Clinton broke the law. He lied under oath. And that's a felony. Not a misdemeanor, a felony. That's a major crime. He lied under oath. Now let me say this again. That's a felony, not a misdemeanor. It's a major crime. So what is all this debate about whether or not he should be impeached because he hasn't committed any crime? Baloney. He has committed that crime and many more. We reported long ago that drug use has been a normal thing in the White House. The Secret Service knows it. Kenneth Starr knows it. The Justice Department knows it. Everybody in Washington, D.C. knows it. Half of Clinton's staff, heck, three-quarters of Clinton's White House staff could not obtain security clearances because of a history of drug use. This is on the public record, ladies and gentlemen. This has been on the front pages of the major newspapers. And nobody pays any attention. President Clinton has been taking money, and the Democratic Party has been taking money from the enemies of the United States of America as campaign contributions. They took money from communist China, a nation which has committed itself to our destruction and have made no bones about it over the years. And if that wasn't enough, then he began to give them bases on our soil and to give away our military secrets. Heck, these people wanted to open up the patent office and render all patents obsolete and open for anybody to use. This is insanity. And I'm watching the elections today, and it's like the American people have lost their mind. They don't have any conception of what is important and what is not important and what they should be voting for or against. And neither do the people that they're voting for. You know what the big issue was in several states? Gambling. They call it gaming. They call it gaming because that is supposed to render it moral. But it's gambling. The big issue was whether or not they should have a state lottery and whether or not they should allow gambling on Indian reservations. And that issue was one of the issues in the state of Arizona that everybody was all hot and bothered about. This is incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible. I'll be back, because we're going to talk about this for the next hour and, well, I don't know, 48 minutes or so. Don't go away. Don't go away, folks, because I might be back. If I got it right. You want a large combination pizza. Okay. How about $15? Does that sound right? Good. What's your address? Got it. About 25 minutes. I kept trying to fade that out, and it wouldn't fade out, and I was on the wrong fader. That's why. That's a tape a young lady sent me. She called me a few days ago and said, I want to send you a tape. I do a lot of music. I write my music, and I sing, and I play instruments, and I have a lot of people who help on other instruments, and I do music with a message. I said, wow, I do a show with a message. She said, I know. I'd like to send you some tapes. And so she did. And so I have some of her tapes here. And they're good. So you're going to hear them over the next few days probably. And what I've got to do, because they're all on, you know, a couple of tapes, I have to put each of the songs that I want to use on one tape so that when I want that particular song, I don't have to search through a huge tape and try and find it. I just get the tape that has that song on it and plop it in and play it. That's the way we do things around here. We don't have, what are those things they call them? Where they put the, I don't know what, cart. We don't have carts here. In fact, we don't have anything here except this fantastically wonderful microphone that was donated by a good friend of ours. And I have thanked him in my everyday working day and during broadcasts and in my dreams and in my prayers ever since. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. It's an RCA BX44 ribbon microphone that is the very best microphone that's ever been made in the history of broadcasting or anything else, as far as that goes. And so every time I see it, I just feel so lucky. There are people in broadcasting who would give an arm or a leg for one of these and can't get one. I found places on the internet where they sell them, and you can buy broken ones that can't be fixed for around $2,500 or so. So thank you once again, Ron, for this fantastic microphone. Back to the elections and all of the insanity that is going on now. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how we're ever going to fix anything if people are campaigning so stupidly and voting as if they have no brains. It's incredible. And have you been paying attention to CNN today, how they are dividing the nation? You see, they're not counting votes and giving us votes. They're giving us white votes and black votes and Hispanic votes. And in South Carolina, this one candidate got 30% of the white vote and 90% of the black vote. I thought we were all supposed to be Americans, and I thought that they should just report the vote. He won because he got 427,216 votes, and the other guy got 3. Is that the way it should be? Why are they trying to divide us up against each other with all this racial crap? And that's exactly what it is. They talk about the race for the Senate in New York. And it's Schumer, whom I cannot stand. If there was anybody in this world that I'm afraid of, it's Schumer. Scared to death of that guy. I mean, you want to see a Hitler? Let Schumer ever get in the White House, and you're going to see Hitler rise from the grave. Don't let that "I'm Jewish" stuff fool you. You watch what this guy does and listen to what he says. He's dangerous. This guy is scary. D'Amato, I don't like him any better than Schumer, but he's not as dangerous as Schumer. But you see, I happen to believe there's no such thing as the lesser of two evils, so I wouldn't vote for either one of them. But guess what they're always bringing up every 5 minutes when they talk about that race? Schumer gets the Jewish vote. Schumer gets the Jewish vote. Well, you see, I don't believe that, because D'Amato was instrumental in finding and getting some European nations to release some property that belonged to a lot of the Jewish people who were destroyed by the Third Reich in World War II. And so I know a lot of Jewish people voted for Alphonse D'Amato. Yet every time they talk about it, all the Jews voted for Schumer. And that's a lie. It's not true. But it's divisive, ladies and gentlemen. It is very, very divisive. It keeps people aligned against each other by race. How are we ever going to be Americans if they keep doing this stuff to us? Who gave them the idea that that was so important? Every single year, they think of more ways to divide us against each other, while those of us who are trying to bring us together as Americans and make us all understand that our uniting common bond is freedom. And without freedom, nothing else that you care about is going to matter at all. And people keep falling into this as if it's somehow so attractive to them. They love this divisiveness. I don't understand it, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen anything like it in my life. When I was a boy, and the South was segregated, and I lived in Oklahoma City, went to Monroney Junior High School. We took a trip to an all-black school in another part of the city. And we all got together one day for some kind of student activity where we were trying to decide student government procedures and how to make our schools safer and things like that. All this animosity did not exist, even though we were separated forcibly by whoever the hell was doing that kind of crap, because it wasn't me. I didn't know anything about it. I was just a boy. And I really didn't understand it because, you know, the time that I spent going to Monroney Junior High School in Oklahoma City, actually in Midwest City, right outside of Oklahoma City, was the only time I ever went to school in the United States of America, aside from the first grade in O'Fallon, Illinois. I went to school in foreign countries and on Air Force bases in foreign countries all the time that I was growing up. I graduated from high school in Japan, and we were integrated. There was no segregation in the military. I never saw any racial conflict whatsoever while I was growing up. Segregation was not right. But now that segregation is no more, there seems to be more hatred amongst the races and more attempts by those in media and in politics to create tension and conflict between the races than I've ever seen ever before. And this isn't the people bringing this about. These ideas and these conflicts and these hatreds are being created in people by movies, by television, by politicians, by the news. I wasn't surprised when O.J. Simpson was acquitted by that jury, ladies and gentlemen, after the weeks and months and months and months and months of Larry King Live. And yes, folks, it was Larry King Live that kept that going, just like it was Larry King Live that kept the Monica Lewinsky thing alive. And their panels and all of the banter about how O.J. Simpson was considered a suspect because of his race. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who killed those people, but I do know this. There was so much evidence against O.J. Simpson that they had to bring him to trial. But then the jury, after listening to all, and don't tell me that the jury doesn't know this stuff is going on. You can't be alive and not hear or see any of all of that hoopla that accompanied the O.J. Simpson trial. You could not possibly do it. And the matter of race was brought up in the trial on several occasions. So it didn't surprise me when he was acquitted because of race, especially in Los Angeles. I used to live there. And I have seen some things happen in Los Angeles that should never have happened just driving by somewhere. I've seen what happens to people if they're black in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time. And I have felt the threat of having car trouble on a freeway and have to get off in East LA and try to find a garage or a service station open that can help me. In a state where you're not supposed to have a loaded gun in your car. And you know that everybody who lives in that neighborhood, not everybody, but a lot of people who live in that neighborhood do not only have them in their car, but carry them in their pocket. I remember living in Inglewood and hearing a huge truck pull up in the driveway that separated my apartment house from another apartment building next door. Looking out the window and watching people filling up gas cans from a gas truck. Not just a little gas can that you would put in your car in case you ran out of gas, but hundreds of gas cans. You know, if people don't stop this, ladies and gentlemen, the end result is going to be one of the most devastating conflagrations that anyone has ever seen. I remember during the LA riots, the politicians fueled the flames. The city fathers and responsible people appealed to the black politicians in Washington and in Los Angeles to call for their people to stop rioting and stop burning and stop destroying things. And I remember what they said. They said they weren't going to do it. They said the people might not like it if they did that. And then I watched as the Korean shopkeepers got up on their roofs with guns and rifles and defended their businesses and their property. And they were attacked because they were Korean.
Koreans aren't supposed to do that, protect their property with guns.
Baloney. If that had been my property, I'd have been up there with all the guns and ammunition I could muster. I admired them for that. Still do. Still do. I deplore the city of Los Angeles because there were a lot of murders committed during those riots, and not one person was ever prosecuted. In fact, none of the murders were even investigated. And when somebody suggested it, the entire black community came up in arms. How dare you insinuate that these murderers should be sought out, jailed, and tried for their crime? How dare you suggest such a thing? They did it in the heat of the moment, the passions of the riots. Wasn't their fault. Our nation is sick, ladies and gentlemen. We're living in a sick, sick, sick country. Sick. Then I listen to American dissident voices. And they want to kill all the Jews. And Pastor Pete Peters doesn't put it that way, but I know that those are his sentiments also, along with a lot of other people. And they're sick. When would it stop once it started? And once you ran out of Jews, who would you go after then? Because then you wouldn't have anybody left to make you feel superior. And you'd have to find somebody else because you're so insecure within yourselves that you must have somebody else that you can pick on in order to feel good about yourself. Around here where I live, there's a church that back in the 1800s was discriminated against, chased out of states, out of towns. They know what it's like to be discriminated against. You'd think they would have learned not to do it to other people, but they do. Oh, they do. With a vengeance. I'm not going to name the church. They know who they are. And they're not the only ones. How about the Reverend Farrakhan, who has done such wonderful things for the black people? And he really has, ladies and gentlemen. Not just him, but the black nation of Islam has done wonderful things for black communities and for black families. They brought the family back together again. They gave respect to those people. Black children in Nation of Islam families don't grow up with just one parent. And there are no drugs on the streets in those neighborhoods. They ran the drug dealers out of their neighborhoods. They brought morals into the community. Not to say that there were no morals there before. But there were isolated pockets of morality. And then he has to go and ruin it all by by calling me and other people who look like me white devils. And blaming the white race for slavery. And saying that they can never live peaceably unless they have their own black country. Well, gee, Lewis, there's lots of black countries. Take your pick. Get your butt over there. Set up shop. You know why you don't do it? Because they don't want you. This is shameful, ladies and gentlemen. Shameful. Jesse Jackson today was calling around wherever a Democratic candidate was in trouble. Jesse Jackson would call that precinct to some radio talk show and get on the air and try to shame the black voters into going out and voting the Democratic ticket. Didn't matter who the candidates were or which one was better or worse. The only thing that matters with these people is that you vote Democrat. And don't get me wrong, I'm not rooting for the Republicans, folks, because there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. And it doesn't matter who takes control of the Congress after this election. You see, as long as they're playing this Democrat-Republican game, it's all New World Order cannon fodder is all it is. The only real difference is the Democrats are more honestly extreme left socialism, wanting really communism, and the Republicans are extreme left-wing socialist fascists who eventually would evolve into communism. If you don't believe me, stop listening to what they say and start looking at what they have done and what they consistently do. And you must understand by now that they are all consummate chronic liars, all of them. None of them are discussing the real issues that the American people need to hear and the issues that we need to elect people to deal with. And none of the American people are calling them on it because most of the American people don't know what the hell the real issues are anyway. Haven't got the slightest idea. And then the media fuels the fires with all this racial crap. It's incredible, folks. I can't watch this stuff without just absolutely my mouth hangs open, and I am in total, utter amazement. Absolute, complete amazement. How does this happen? How did a nation founded upon the principles and ideals that this nation was founded upon come to this point in history where you can look around and can't even find anybody anywhere who even knows anything about it? And what's worse, you can't find anybody who gives a damn about it. They're all eagerly looking forward to their next handout, whatever that may be. Or in this election, in several of the states, their chance to win millions of dollars in a lottery or at some one-armed bandit on a riverboat or on an Indian reservation. And the Indians are just drooling at the mouth. Our Native American friends, my relatives, because I'm part Native American, see, that is the answer to all their problems. They've got money signs in their eyes. They won't fix their problems because their problems are cultural. Their problems are psychological. Their problems are alcohol. Their problems are welfare. Their problems are lack of self-esteem and self-respect because of all of those other problems that I just named. And money, listen to me, money is not going to change it. For so many years now, I've had faith that we educated enough people to the real history of this country, to really what's going on, to the real law, which is hidden from them, that there might be a restoration of freedom, not just in this country, but around the world. we might be able to rein in the corruption and the treason. We might be able to stop the planned enslavement of the human race, which is always where socialism leads. Always. I thought educating the American people would be the best bullet to use in this battle. But I've been getting increasingly more and more worried about that conclusion over the last couple of years. Because while we have wakened a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the ignorant herds of sheeple that roam freely across this country, waiting for their next shearing and seemingly quite eager to follow the Judas goat into the slaughterhouse. And so I worry. I worry for my daughters, and for their yet unborn children, and their children and their children. I worry about all of your children. And yes, even though I may get very, very frustrated and sometimes impatient and angry with many of you, I worry about you too. You see, I can't do any of this alone. It's impossible. That's why I'm so very, very thankful for those people who continue to fight the good fight despite all the odds and are willing to give their life for the cause of freedom. For all of those people who have helped us in our time of trial and continue to help us, especially for Doyle, a young man who has a long life ahead of him, who has come here willing to give his life to help me defend this family, to help me with this radio broadcast and this radio station and all of the things that we do around here. I thank God every night for Doyle. Every night. And then along comes November the 3rd, 1998, and I sit there and watch this election. And folks, sometimes I just have to wonder, what's it all for? Why in the world am I risking my life and the lives of my family and Doyle and all of the other good people who help us? I mean, I really know the answer to that. All I got to do is look in the eyes of my daughters. But there are times when I really wonder, why are we doing this? Why have we stuck our butts out so far over this cliff? There's no net down there, and nobody's going to catch us. We've sealed our fate. There's no doubt about that, because we had the guts to do what was right. When everybody else in the country are running around like a bunch of lemmings right over the edge of the cliff. I can't even figure out why the Jewish people would vote for Schumer. on top of all the scary reasons why nobody should vote for him, he's one of the biggest liars that's ever lived on the face of this earth, along with most of the rest of them. And I hear people all the time say, well, I think I'll vote for so-and-so. And I say, why? Well, he's the lesser of two evils. Oh, how far we have sunk. The lesser of two evils, ladies and gentlemen, is still a deal with the devil. And I don't think you should forget that.
And speaking of lucky, we're lucky to have Trollland's favorite weather troll, our very own Roly Poly Trolley.
Troll weather!
Yeah. Take it away, Roly.
Thanks, Lucky Troll. Roly Poly Trolley here with today's forecast.
Hey, Roly, you think you can stop eating long enough to tell us about the weather?
Boy, look at the size of that maple sap sandwich. They don't call him Roly Poly for nothing.
Sorry, guys, but I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything for 20 minutes. Chestnut ice cream, anyone?
I'm trying to cut down.
Anyway, on to the weather. This morning will be sunny, with temperatures trolling into the high 70s. Later, sun will give way to clouds, with a 40% chance of rain. Showers will be heavy tonight. I mean, it's going to be raining cats and trolls. So make sure you take your umbrellas with you. Tomorrow is cold.
How cold is it?
It'll be so cold, all the trolls will be wearing mufflers in their bellies.
I don't get it.
Seriously, dress warmly and keep listening for further updates. Back to you, Rock and Troll and Cherry.
Ooh, sounds like a troll gold spell to me.
What do you say we take a trip down to the tropical troll islands for a little music by the Beach Trolls? Here's Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Here I go, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica,
off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
Yeah, it's run by Jeb Bush.
Taking
over the drug smuggling activities of his father, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Playing in the pan. Tropical drinks melting in your hand. We'll be strolling along to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Oh, no, good. We got it so. We'll be by the sea, and we'll protect our chemistry, H2O. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Whoa, look at that.
And on top of that, every Sunday I have to listen to JL call for hate laws to be passed for the Christians that hate the gays, because JL hates the Christians. You're already there, folks. You don't know it, but you're already there. Art Bell took you there last night with Richard Hoagland. Yeah, did you hear? There's this alien signal coming from space. And Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon are monitoring this alien signal. It's getting closer, and something's going to happen on December the 7th in the Southwest. Oh, yeah. The military is going to congregate in the Southwest, and something's going to come down from space. That's right, folks. Oh, I know it's true, because I heard it on Art Bell last night. And his whole audience is in tremors waiting for this marvelous event to happen. Who knows? It could be the Messiah from Zeta Reticuli. You don't want to miss tomorrow night, folks. Remember last week I did the thing on federal jurisdiction? Remember that? Well, I didn't finish it. Tomorrow night I'm going to finish it. I'm going to do the summary. The summary. You need to hear that. So that will be tomorrow night's broadcast right here on the Hour of the Time, the summary of the treatise on federal jurisdiction that I delivered to you. I don't remember what night it was last week, but it was one of those nights, you know. Ay, Chihuahua, I can't wait to see. When I get off the air tonight, after the second hour, I can't wait to see what all the election results are and hear the different counts according to racial makeup and what it means. And they're starting to change the meaning of balance of power. Have you been watching CNN? Now, it's not the balance of power between the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. Oh, no. They've changed the meaning, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, they got to anyway, because there is no balance of power in Washington, D.C., in the federal government anymore. There is no sovereignty. And they have seized unlawfully jurisdiction of everything. But only a few of us have the guts to stand up and say that's wrong, show them the law, and oppose it. No, folks, the balance of power now, the definition of the balance of power is how closely they can come to the same number of Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and the House of Representatives. That is now the new definition of the balance of power. If you don't believe me, turn to CNN and you will see it in a few minutes. They will be talking about the balance of power. How many seats the Republicans have versus how many seats the Democrats have. That is the new definition of balance of power. Hi, Chihuahua. It gets more incredible every minute. The nation has lost its mind. Literally. There is no common sense left anywhere. With anybody. No one knows how to have an original thought whatsoever. No one questions anything anymore. All of their ideas are formed and taken directly from the boob tube. Or from someone whom they have decided is going to be the progenitor of their thoughts. Like the Excellence in the Broadcasting Network. Let me do your thinking for you, folks. You know you can't think, and that's why I'm here. I'm never wrong, and I'm going to do all your thinking for you.
Hello, dittos, dittos, and ditto dittos. I am a ditto head and proud of it.
Well, thank you for your call. It's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting worse and worse. Can you believe that 15 million people listen to Art Bell every night and believe everything that they hear and hang on every word? And they're all now trying to tune in to this extraterrestrial signal from space so that they can hear this spaceship that's communicating with the government while it's on the way to the Earth. And they're watching for military activity to see where they should go to watch whatever's supposed to happen on December the 7th. Did you ever want to go take somebody that you really love and some other people of like mind who can really think and who are decent people with morals? And leave this rotting hunk called the Earth and go somewhere else and create a whole new civilization. I would love to do that. I would gladly volunteer to colonize Mars if I thought there was any chance whatsoever that we could survive the journey and even get there. My study of the realities of space tells me with current technology, at least the technology that we know about, that is impossible. Cannot be done. Maybe someday in the future, but not right now. Or maybe with some hidden technology that we, as the public, know nothing about, or maybe we know something about it, a little bit. Some of us may call it UFOs. How about that? Well, we're going to open the phones now and talk about what's going on in your part of the state. How's your election going? Who's winning and why? What were the issues that the people were voting for? Why did they elect the candidate whom is in the process of winning the election? And I suspect that in most cases, everybody knows who's won by now. The polls are closed in most all of the states that were voting, I believe, are just about to close. And if past elections are any indication, they should already be telling you who won. Oh, and there's something I forgot to tell you. Actually, I didn't forget to tell you. I wanted to get into some phone calls before I hit you with it, because I know there's a lot of you out there. And by the way, that last little ditty there that we played was dedicated to the internet trolls. you know who you are. But I want to take some phone calls before I tell you about my shocker for the evening. So the phone lines are open. It's 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. I want to hear about what's going on in your neck of the woods with this election. Who's getting elected and why? Were there any major upsets, any surprises, any shockers? And what were the issues that people actually voted for or against in the thing that went on? The thing that went on in your state, you know? If so, we want to know. And then after we've received two or three calls maybe, then I'll hit you with the shocker. What I found on the internet this morning. That was a shocker, I got to tell you. That was a real, real, real shocker. So while we're waiting for somebody to call in, we'll just do this. Because listen to this, folks. This is what's happening to you, whether you know it or not. It's what's happening to you. They got you right where they want you. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Somebody must think you look like Bambi, because they do. They've got you frozen in their headlights, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not even, you're not running for the side of the road. I don't see it anyway. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Kevin in Nevada.
Hello, Kevin.
How's everything going over there today?
Oh, have you been listening?
Oh, yeah.
I am sick.
This morning when I got into work, I called up the FCC and Voice of America and was complaining about their signal override in WBCQ, but I looked in all my books, and I couldn't find out where they're supposed to be on 7415. But
no, I can't find it anywhere either.
Right. The lady out of the Voice of America says, oh, that's our transmitter out of Botswana. But those people there, they don't know anything. And I just think it's a little funny how...
Well, they do know. And they know they're not supposed to be on that antenna. They are off the the bearing of their antenna. They are doing this intentionally.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, cause,
and the Voice of America is an arm of propaganda and psychological warfare.
Right, I agree. And anyway, they just came on the air right now. They just signed on, and they're just overriding WBCQ right now, so...
Well, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we'll bite them in the butt. I mean, the more they try to screw around with us, the more I will reveal, and the worse they're going to feel.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in just to let you know that. And just yeah, I've been watching the elections and stuff, too, and I agree with you. They're just
Where are you at?
Well, just outside of Las Vegas. I'm in Art Bell's Happy Dreamland. I'm in Prop.
Oh, I know. I know who you are. Tell me, who's winning the elections in Nevada?
They haven't started coming out with the results yet.
No results in Nevada?
Well, they just closed here a couple minutes ago.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, who do you think might win?
Well, let's see.
And why do you think that?
Well, it's between Jan Jones and Kenny Gwynn here for the governor. And Aaron Russo got beat out in the primary.
I said that before he started. When I first heard a rumor that
right.
he was going to run, I told everybody, don't waste your effort. This is a spoiling operation to make sure a Democrat gets elected.
Right, because Gwynn is a Democrat and Jan Jones is a Democrat.
Yeah, and guess who's going to get elected?
A Democrat.
That's right. So I was correct again, wasn't I?
Right. But,
I know Aaron Russo personally.
Oh, yeah. I followed this over the last few years, you know, everything has been going on and everything, but...
Yeah. Let us know what's going on in your precinct, your state, your county, whatever. Who's winning your House of Representatives or Senate battle? Or do you even know? And if not, why not? You know, do you care? Did you vote? If not, why not? If you knew what I knew, you wouldn't even think of it. It's disgusting. And maybe, you know, in a couple more phone calls, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. And when I tell you why, it's going to blow your mind. You're not going to believe it. Or maybe you will believe it. I don't know. Maybe you will. We'll see. Back in your 520-333-4578 is the number. Folks, I guess either because of the Voice of America jamming or because, I don't know why, nobody's calling. And that could be maybe they're not informed enough to talk about the election. Think that could be the reason? Because that's the topic. And I'll bet you anything that most of our listening audience didn't even bother to vote for anybody. How much you want to bet? Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. And you might not think that's wrong either when you hear what I discovered on the internet this morning. And I might as well tell you right now, ABC, ladies and gentlemen, on their website posted all the election results this morning with the final vote counts. Who won, who lost, and the exact vote count was posted on the internet on the ABC site this morning. This morning, ladies and gentlemen. This morning, 8 a.m., 8 o'clock this morning, ABC had posted all of the election results and the exact vote counts in all of the elections on their website. You want to talk about that? You talk about a shocker. That was a shocker. That was a real shocker, ladies and gentlemen. One that I thought you might like to know about. Just occurred to me, ladies and gentlemen, that some of you may think that I was joking about what I just told you. I'm not. It's true. 8 o'clock this morning, ABC had the election results posted on their website on the internet, including final vote counts. It's a fact. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Many of those of you who have access to the internet already know it. And I'm all up in your face with a rhyme that I embrace. Like a mother to a child, I'm kicking in Jesus' style. For the ones that think they heard, I did use such a word. Cause I ain't too soft to say it, even if DJ's are afraid. Well, Doyle has just come home from work and walked into the studio. What do you think, Doyle? Nobody's calling. Are we wasting our time? Let's go do something better, right? Let's not waste our time with this. And we're not paying for this hour anyway. This is free gratis from WBCQ because of the Voice of America thing. I don't see why we should be wasting our time here if nobody can hear us. And when nobody calls this show, I know nobody can hear us. So, good night, folks. God bless you all. We're out of here.
All right.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow. If any of you can hear what I'm saying right now, we will be doing the summary for the federal jurisdiction brief that I did for you last week. It will knock your socks off, and you need to know it. There's too much that you don't know. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. All right. Now we come to the payoff.
on the dough like a pro, not for show, cause I ain't in the business of the dough, or the meat, or the ray, all the dough's gotta stay, cause I can't, no, I can't take it home anyway, never break when I write, cause the Lord is my life, and his word is my mind, so you know, no, no, he's alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening in the Round Valley of Arizona, the Round Valley of Arizona, we are going to change our frequency at this time. From now on, this station will be heard on 98.5 FM. That's 98.5 FM. All of our programming will remain the same. Please call all your relatives, friends, acquaintances, neighbors, and tell them about it, and make sure that you mention it to everybody that you meet during the next few days. Let them know that we are now on 98.5 FM. That's 98.5 FM. We thank you very much for your help and assistance in this matter. You're listening to 101.1 FM for the last time, and in about 5 minutes, you will be able to pick us up on 98.5 FM.
And now, folks, I'd kind of like to sing a song that's come to be a real favorite of all of us around here. So, boys, how about helping me get started with Goodbye, Little Darling? Goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, we're parting. You know it's hard to say goodbye. You'll find someone new, and they'll be good to you. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, don't worry. Parting don't always mean goodbye. You will always be in my memory. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, I'll miss you. Just like the stars would miss the sky. Though we have to part, you'll always have my heart. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Sky. I don't know when or where, but darling, I'll be there. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye.
Thank you. done no good. I don't come from the neighborhood. Oh, before too long they'll see. Oh, just what she sees in me. But when she holds my hand, I think she understands. She knows it. It's true. It might take a little while. But when she holds my hand, I think she understands. She knows it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.